Hi. It was at least, I just saw the email. It was at least $200.
Okay.
I didn't find it, but I'm
Your full screen.
I bet Arlene will remember.
Hi, Kate. Hi, Deb.
Hi. Hi,
Hi.
Fred. Hi, Jim.
Hi, all.
Get a lover. Okay. Hello,
Arlene.
Lorraine.
Hey there.
This
How are
is.
you?
I didn't
Are we
sleep well
almost done
last.
with meeting like this?
March
Perhaps.
16th we'll meet virtually because we can. And then I think we'll see.
Is the
Okay.
library closed today, Deb?
Yes.
Okay. Where are you doing this from home?
Yes.
Okay.
So, thank you all for coming. And Arlene, thanks for offering. Well, I asked Arlene to take the minutes. I know Santina is off this week and she's traveling and apparently not even checking email. Good for her. I wish I could get myself to do that. And Jane won't be here. So I guess we could call the meeting to order at 2:59, the special meeting. So, Deb,
Yes.
the annual report.
Are there any questions?
Yeah, Deb, on item 1.49. It's an inquiry regarding unusual circumstances. You answered it yes, but you didn't specify what the unusual circumstances were that I could see. 149.
There's a note that says COVID closure or limit to in-house services, closed to patrons inside with curbside only 7/1/20 to 7/4/20,
Okay,
and
what?
again 1/7/21 to 2/3/21.
Okay, so where's that note someplace else then?
Yes.
Okay, something similar on 3.50. Something about another two, something. I don't have the document in front of me because Zoom is occupying my screen. But the 3.5, other two.
Other two.
Yeah. Let me go. Let me
Did you write down
abandon.
the whoops,
Let's
did
see.
you write down the page?
I'll find this thing. Share screen. Whoa.
Oh, that's local organizations and businesses. They were collaborators with us in the summer reading program.
Okay. All right. And 4.13. There's a strange item on the successful retrieval of electronic information. Happened five times. What does it mean?
Those are databases through GALE, GALE. It's a subscription that the Central Library has for us.
It's okay. It's important to you. I picked up on the address error, and I see if you explained that in a footnote to this whole document at the end, the square footage. Who does anybody read this thing? I mean, if they continue to, if they, whoever they are, who orders this, don't correct their errors after 2 years of operation in the new building, does anybody read it? Is it worth it? Yeah, you have
Well,
any, you
I don't know if it's worth it, but we're required to do it, so.
you get any feedback? All right. And finally, on under nine, service outlet information, number 29. It's a bit of a point of curiosity. You say that your internet connectivity is equal to or greater than 100 megabytes per second.
Yes.
What are you getting? Do you know? I mean, Spectrum advertises 200 as standard, and I run a speed test on this machine here from time to time, and I get about 90 download.
I just know it was in that range. I didn't write down actually what it
Okay. Do you
was.
ever test it?
I tested it before I filled it out.
Okay, all right. Those are my thoughts on the matter.
Okay. Anyone else?
I have two questions. One is on the 3.11, does the library provide services to homebound? What are we doing the homebound. I was not aware that we were.
We are willing to go and give them tech assistance if they would like it.
All right. So it's just the option. We haven't, have we done it yet?
Not recently. We had been doing it before COVID.
Okay.
Right. But it's still a valid option.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, it's probably not homebound, but Maria did go assist GPS at their house.
Mm-hmm. And then the other question, just for my own curiosity, what is this terminology, synchronous programs? I don't remember ever seeing that terminology before.
It's new this year. It means live as opposed to virtual. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Anything they could do to make it more confusing, it's good.
That's all I have.
They edit it, but not, they don't make corrections.
Anything else?
I move that we approve the annual report as provided by the director.
The second?
I second that.
Sue, any further discussion? Thanks, Deb. All in favor?
Welcome.
Aye.
Any opposed or abstaining? No. Motion carried.
Thank you. And then hopefully you all saw my note about masks. So I was just looking just before we started the meeting, and the CDC has not yet changed the policy. But it appears that what they're going to do is change it to no longer require it or change how they are assessing whether it's needed or not. So I would like to recommend that we, as soon as they come out with that policy, whether it's today or tomorrow or whatever day they do, effective that day, that we no longer require masks in the library.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, so it's no longer requiring masks, or is it still just they may have, their recommendation may vary a little bit from that?
It looks like what they're going to do is, instead of high substantial, they'll look at hospitalization rates and COVID numbers. Mm-hmm. So they will recommend a low, medium, or high rate. And based off of our hospitalization rates, I think we'll be in the low.
So should we follow the CDC recommendations regarding the use of masks, since we really don't know what they're going to be?
Yes, we would.
Should that be the way the motion is worded?
Yes.
Amend it, Jim.
I don't have a copy of the motion, but I guess... Well, you have to amend it because you're the one that made it. But you would probably say that you make a motion that we follow the CDC guidelines and reduce the requirements for masks where possible.
Okay.
I wouldn't even say that. I would just say, because we don't know if it'll be reduced. It can't be increased right now, but at some point it might be able to be increased. So it's
Just follow the CDC recommendations regarding the use of masks.
Yeah. Follow the CDC recommendations regarding mask use.
Or I guess we should say the current, whatever, the new, I don't know. You know, we already are out, so.
Current would be good. Did you say current?
She did.
Yeah.
Current mask use. Because that, we've seen that fluctuates. We don't have to have emergency meetings if we just follow their guidelines.
Okay.
Does that work for everybody? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed or abstaining? Motion carried. Okay.
I have one other thing. Should we make motion to pay that Visa bill based on what the paper sent out at the beginning of the week?
Yep. $71.88.
Yes. I make motion that she can pay that.
Second.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed or abstaining? Motion carried. We did, I did write to Deb after that because I recall that we, at a board meeting when Ann was still here, that we gave approval for visa bills to be paid under a certain amount without board approval. We just couldn't remember. It had to be at least 100. I thought it was a couple hundred or more. And Deb went back and looked, and I haven't had time. So I think we were covered. Do others remember that? Yeah. Sue?
I don't remember that. I think that might have been.
I think that was before you came, Sue.
Arlene, you must remember. You remember
everything. No, I don't. But there's no harm to this motion because it covers us.
Yeah.
Right.
Especially since we all had a communication from the bookkeeper asking that we approve it.
Yeah. Okay. So unless there's further business, we can adjourn the meeting.
Yeah. I just have
one quick question.
Yeah, I have one quick question. Go ahead, Jim.
Do we have any idea when we will not be able to have Zoom as our medium for communicating meetings?
Right now, we're okay up until the 16th of March, which is the day of our next board meeting. The indications have been probably after that, she will not extend that emergency order anymore. But obviously, we don't know. Arlene?
Yes. So I was walking out in the woods about 3 days ago, and somebody I've met before that I don't know personally said, "You're involved with the library, right?" And I said, "Well, yeah, I'm on the board." And they said, "What's this thing about snowshoes?" And I said, "I don't have a clue. I don't know anything about snowshoes. So what's the thing about snowshoes?"
Saratoga Plan had approached me previously and asked if we would be willing to loan out snowshoes. And I said, sure, I would have no problem with that. We would just have to get snowshoes from somewhere. So they put out a call for people that do not want their snowshoes any longer to donate them. So far we have two pair, and we'll see. It was last week, I think, that they started asking. Hmm.
And we have somebody who's going to maintain these? I mean, snowshoes break. Bindings get
they do, that is true. We will have to see, because I know nothing about snowshoes. The way I see it, it's you know, as if we were lending tools or something like that.
Yeah, well, I'm not saying I think it's a bad thing. I was just thinking, though, because I know snowshoes can be tricky because we've owned them for years and little things go wrong. And
are you volunteering?
In my opinion, since if this is Saratoga's plan, could give this, because I've had snowshoes for years too, you give the snowshoes back to Saratoga Plan and say, these are no longer usable. Let them decide what to do, because they're not our snowshoes, correct?
I'm not sure that whoever is donating them doesn't want them anymore, but I'm not clear who owns them.
Saratoga Plan owns them. We're just
do we need to have the people that are borrowing the snowshoes sign a waiver?
I'm going to come up with something.
Yeah, I think we need to clarify the ownership too, so that we don't find ourselves liable for something that we know about. Anyway, I said, I don't know. I don't know anything about it. And then actually when I did come home, I looked on the library website and I saw it, but of course it still didn't tell me what's really going. So yeah.
Okay. Any further questions? Business? Other than slapping on our snowshoes? Oh, all right. So motion to adjourn.
I make motion to adjourn.
Thank you. Second. Sue. Jim, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed or abstaining? All right. Motion or meeting's over. It's 3:13.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Thank you.
Enjoy the weekend.
Thank you, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks, have a good day.